Thank you, Madam Vice President. UNICEF thanks the panelists for their intervention and joins them and others in highlighting the essential role of the family in the realization of children's rights. Enabling families to play their role is central to the delivery of UNICEF's mandate. In addition, we wish to reaffirm the recognition of children as individual, full, and independent rights holders within the family, and recall that the protection of the family in international law is indissolubly linked to the principle of equality, including gender equality, and to the protection of its individual members against all kinds of discrimination, violence, or abuse within the family setting. When adopted 35 years ago, the Convention on the Rights of the Child established a direct relationship between the child and the state, and in this way brought a new groundbreaking element. Not only is the family protected against undue state interference, but children now have the right to receive direct protection from the state in cases where parents fail to provide adequate protection. UNICEF therefore calls on all state parties to the CRC to uphold their obligations to protect children from all forms of physical or mental violence, injury or abuse, neglect or negligent treatment in the family context, as well as to protect children from all forms of discrimination based on gender, sexual orientation and gender identity, family status, disability or other status. We stand ready to support. Thank you.